The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, give it up for Jesus, everybody in this place. Yes, 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 yes. Please be seated. It's so good to be here with you guys this morning. My beautiful Vera here with me. Come on, give her a big round of applause. My wife for more than 30 years. More than 30, not 1-3, but 3-0. 3-0. Come on, guys, are you good? Come on, City Place Church, you believe in Jesus. You love God this morning. You are full of faith. Come on, it was an amazing time of, worshiping God with you this morning. What a great, great bunch of guys. And we are in a, as I understand, we are in a school, right? Yeah? Vera and I, we are pastoring this church called Dynamo. Dynamo in Miami. I love the name of our church. You cannot just say Dynamo. No, you should say Dynamo. Something is something. So every time you guys gonna say the name of your church, you just say City Place. Something like yes. Something is to be excited about. Yes. I'm so excited to be here with you guys this morning. Pastor Damon and his wife, obviously a great friend of ours. And we met them a little over 3 years ago when you guys just started the church. And look at you, you're just killing it. And I have to excuse myself for English language. English language is not my first language, not either my second language. I always say when I'm preaching English, my native language, which is Ukrainian. I think in Russian, I speak in English and I'm praying in tongues, right? So that you don't want to know what's happening right now in this head this morning, but God is a good God, and I believe he is already doing big, big stuff this morning. Great time of worship and a great time of us to be with you guys. This morning, I feel like speaking on faith. On faith. I really believe that faith is a thing we cannot live without in our own lives. Come on, somebody. Amen. My wife and I, actually, this weekend, we are celebrating 22 years of being pastors. 22, yes, come on, somebody. Exactly 22. I know I don't look old enough, and my wife doesn't look old enough, but we have 5 grandkids. And number 3, his birthday today. So we got lots to celebrate. But this weekend, we are celebrating 22 years ago. Pastor Steve Kelly, I don't know if you heard that name, pastor of Wave Church, Pastor Jared Keane from Australia, and our own pastor, Darko Kulchak, who came to Kiev between 1992 and 1997, a missionary, they lay hands on us, and we became pastors on 1st of June, 1997. And to be honest with you, our pastor, who was a missionary in Ukraine, I don't remember any of his messages. That's how good he was, right? No, but everything I remember, Jared, he was talking about faith. Because you know what? In 1992, when he came to Ukraine, you could not speak about prosperity. You could not speak about, that God is going to give you prosperous life. Because everybody was so poor in Ukraine. So everything he would need to speak in our church, it was faith, 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 faith. And actually, when he left Ukraine, because you know what, I was only 4.5 years old saved when I became a pastor of that church, which later became Hillsong Kiev, and we started Hillsong Moscow a few years after that. And you know what, when he left, I thought Darko, that's his name, he would still tell me how to run the church, how to deal with this person's problems and stuff. And it seems like he totally forget about us. I would call him and he would not answer the phone. I would send him emails. Back then, emails just started to, and he would never answer them. And then I realized, man, I'm alone. I am on my own. And then I started to remember all of his messages about faith. Faith. And I started to understand, oh, okay, so now it's between me and God. And we did not know how to run the church, how to start a church, how to build the church. And you know what? But we were just remembering that our God is a God of who gives us faith. And we started to build brick by brick. And, you know, in the greater days of our church in Ukraine was about 3,000 people. And that God has called us to come to America a few years ago. We started the church in Miami. But can I just say this? Without faith, you cannot do anything. If I would put my faith on Darko, I would fail. But because I put my faith on Jesus and Jesus alone, Jesus gave us everything what we need in our lives. Come on, somebody. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says this, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I don't know how you guys operate in this church, but I know that many times pastors, they would invite people and they would invite people, and especially those people who are already in church. And we would always say, come to church. See, I believe we as pastors, we don't need to invite people so church just be big and wonderful and amazing. We as pastors, we are inviting people to church because people's faith need to grow every Sunday. And not just every, come on somebody, and not just every Sunday, every day of our lives. So when pastors said to you, man, you need to come to church. It's not because he wants to have 3,000 people. Yes, it's great. City Place one day is going to be 3,000 people. I believe that. And even more. So it's not about numbers. It's about the level of your faith. Because every time we come to church, I got this thing this morning. It's a pump. So every time we come to, I don't know how to use it. Every time we need to come, we come into church, it seems like we are pumping your faith. Come on, somebody. Come on, come here, buddy. So I need, can you put it into your heart or your shoulder? So we need just to pump and pump and pump and pump. And every time I'm preaching, his faith is going to grow. My faith is going to grow. Your faith is going to grow. And every time we need to use this pump for people's faith. Thank you so much, buddy. You are wonderful and amazing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. I got a few thoughts for all of us this morning I want to share about faith. Number one is this. All of us were given a measure of faith. There is no person in this auditorium without a measure of faith. By the way, the whole reason why you are here, because you had faith that when I come here, something good is going to happen in this place. Otherwise, you would not come here. Why people come to Disney? Because they believe something good is going to happen with them at Disney. Not all the time. Sometime, you know, our experience last year, we could not go through though. We got those annual passes and our annual passes did not work. So not every time you come to Disney, you got a great experience. But I believe when you come to City Place Church, you got faith that something good is going to happen between you and your wife and your family. Can you say amen? All of us were given a measure of faith. That's how we believed in Jesus. I remember 1992, I was 22-year-old guy, and my wife, we were both 22, and we firstly heard about Jesus. We did not know what to believe. It was not like, I believe in Jesus, like this girl was singing this morning so beautifully. You know, it was not like this. It was more like, well, I don't know, maybe. So that maybe is a measure of faith I had in my life. Come on, somebody. And that's what would give me salvation. That small faith. And I remember our pastor, when we came to church, he was always saying, everything what I am asking you to do, just be in church on Sunday. He would not say, come to new Christian classes, come to this, come to the rehearsals. No, he said to all of our congregation, just be in church, because he understood how important it is to preach the word of the Lord and to increase our faith. So when you are in church, it's like that pump you are using to increase your faith. It's so important. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. God gave to each one of us a measure of faith. But you know what? My second thought this morning is very simple. You can increase or decrease your measure of faith. It's not gonna stay the same. You are either increasing your faith or decreasing your faith. We need to understand it's not going to be the same all the time in our lives, and our responsibility as a Christians, we need to increase. Come on, say with me this word, increase. We need to increase the level of our faith. Would you say amen? There was a guy in the Bible in Mark chapter 9, and in this story, you guys remember this story, his son, he was suffering from the disease. He was, I'm not sure how disease would be called, but something about, you know, help me here, would, like demon possessed or something like that. Some bad stuff would happen in his son's life. And the Bible says that was happening for very, very long time. Do you know that sometime when you are believing in something and that's not happening, you kind of like losing your faith? Have you ever believed in something and that did not happen? And they're like, man, I don't know. I'm losing my faith into this. I don't know if I can keep thinking or keep believing in that. In that passage of scripture, Mark chapter 9, Jesus has asked this father. Father came to Jesus and Jesus has asked him, how long has this been happening? I think that's a very important question. Jesus did not just touch the guy, okay, he's healed. No, he said, for how long this thing was happening? And he replied, since he was a little boy. Meaning, it's a long time. And sometime when we are believing something, but we don't get an answer for a very long time, our faith is decreasing. It feels like I don't have strength anymore to believe. I don't know if I care anymore. I want to. Have you ever been in those shoes right now? By the end of my message, Vera and I, we're going to pray for those people who need your faith to increase. Because you know what? God wants to do miracles in your life. And sometime we get a breakthrough when we are ready to give up.
since he was a little boy, he said. The spirit often throw him into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can. I love what Jesus said. What do you mean, if I can? That's a question. Sometimes, Jesus, did we ever ask God, are you ever care? Do you care? Are you able to do what I'm asking you to do? And I like the answer. What do you mean, if I am able? Of course I'm able. Anything is possible if person believes. Come on, even if it's 20 years, you are praying for that one thing. Even for the 30 years, you are praying for that one thing. All you need to do is just keep believing. Keep believing. Sorry, I'm from Dynamo. I cannot just preach. The father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Oh my goodness. He understood his level of faith is on a very minimal position. So he said, Jesus, I need some of that. I need some of pumping up. Please help my unbelief. Pump up my faith. That's the spirit of T.D. Jakes on me. He came down on me. Hallelujah. I need a towel or something, man. Where is the towel here in this place? Help my unbelief. See, when something is not happening for a very long time, it's natural, it's normal for the human being to lose our beliefs. Help my unbelief. And we always, obviously, we know the end of that story. The boy was healed. It's an amazing example how this whole thing works. Come on, somebody. Help me to increase, he said, the level of my faith. Help me to increase. I believe every time we are coming to the church, we are increasing the level of our faith. And it's not about how good the message was or how we talked and having conversation between us and how encouraged we are by someone else's testimony. Sometimes someone else's testimony is decreasing our faith. I'm like, oh man, everybody got miracles except me. You want to kill them? No. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, it says this, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. Come on, somebody. Our faith has a possibility to grow more and more in our lives. Don't ever think that your faith is going to stay the same. Oh, I got a measure of faith. It's always going to be there. No, it's not. Because devil is trying to come and steal even that small seed of faith you already have. That's why he is so desperate about stealing that seed. And we need to come and we need to pump up. And God, and the Apostle Paul said, I'm so thankful for all of you guys because I can see that your faith is growing more and more. Your faith is growing more and more. And the love of all of you for one another is increasing. If you want to love somebody, you need to grow your faith because your faith is going to give you this ability. You will need that help to love somebody more and more when your faith is growing more and more. Come on, somebody. Amen. Number three, very important. Number three, the level of your faith will determine the level of your miracles. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here in this place. The level of your faith will determine the level of your miracles. Some of us, we are believing for big miracles in our lives, but you know what? The level of faith are on a minimal position. And sometimes you are looking to on those people the miracles, and you don't understand how they come, how they got all of that, but you don't. But you see, they were working on the level of their own faith. And that's what I want us to leave this building this morning and to understand. God, I need to increase my faith. Because if I'm not going to increase my faith, I'm not going to get those miracles I'm believing for. I'm not going to get those miracles I'm praying for. Yes, I'm doing all the natural stuff and I'm being diligent and I've been on time and I've been thorough about everything, but nothing is happening. But you know what? When your level of faith is increasing, your miracle level is going to increase too. Jesus cannot do miracles in a place with a small faith. There was a story one day he came to this place, his own hometown. I mean, he was a celebrity everywhere else. You remember this, huh? Everywhere he would go, people would follow him, people would sing Hosanna to him, people would, because people there, they would have expectations from Jesus. They would have faith about Jesus. But when he came to his hometown, people started to say, who is he? He lived here among us. I remember he was, you know, running on a bicycle here. He was a little boy. We know his brothers, his sisters, Mother Mary, Father Joseph. We understand. They live right there across the, you know, next to the airport. They live right there. Normal people. And it says in the Bible, in Mark chapter 6, verse 4, it says, Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives and his own home. And then look what it says there. He could not, come on somebody, say with me, he could not do any miracles there. Now we know that he can, but in that place he could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Your lack of faith directly linked to the miracles you either receive or not receive. So maybe you need to ask yourself a question. Okay, where is that level of faith I am standing on? He was amazed at their lack of faith. Because of that, he could not do any miracles in that place. I want God to do miracles in my own life. I want God to do miracles in your own life. But we need to prepare the ground for those miracles and wait for Jesus to show up and, you know, do what only he can do. A couple of days ago, I read this phrase. I did not put it in the notes, but it goes like this. Worry is a conversation we have with ourselves about things we cannot change. Prayer is the conversation we have with God about things he can change. Come on, somebody. So stop worrying and start praying. And just believe God, and God is going to do miracles. Because you know what? Some people, they are so worried, they cannot sleep at night. Now you need to go to bed and sleep. And stop worrying about the things you cannot change. You're just going to give it out to God and see God, how God is going to deal with those. I mean, my wife and I, in our last 3 years, when we moved to Miami, it's a whole new world in Miami. It's like, it's totally different to Kiev, totally different to Moscow. And let me tell you this, totally different to the rest of America too. Miami is not America. It's the capital of Latin America. Hola, ¿cómo está? Those guys are late to church all the time. It's not in my nose, but can I just say though that there's those guys. We start Cuban Puerto Ricans. They're never in church on time. Sometimes we start a church. It's me, my wife, my daughter, Holy Spirit, and no one else. And then you got the drummer coming up to the church. You know, the drummer comes. Oh, hola, 15 minutes late. Oh, patience. I wanna kill them all. No, I'm not. Well, we are from, you know, northern territories. We are from Russia. We are always on time. We actually before the time. We come always on time. Because that's our culture. That's the culture we were raised in our place. So for us, it's like, oh my goodness, how many? I'm losing my faith because I wanna punch somebody to his face. Did I help you a little bit in this church? Okay, good. Now, Pastor Damon just asked me to speak about this stuff. No, I'm not. No, he did not. He actually said to me, we got a new series of messages called Drop the Mic. I have no idea what it means, but he said, I need to drop my mic. No. Now, the children of Israel were wandering on a desert for 40 years. I mean, 40 years! That's a long time. Don't you think they had some, you know, possibilities of decreasing their faith in 40 years? My wife and I'm thinking about my 22 years of experience as being a pastor. That's a long time. I'm thinking about 22 years. I'm married to this lovely lady for more than 30 years. That's a long time. Well, not with you. For you, it's like gone in 60 seconds. It's like that, you know. It's like one day with you, but 40 years? I think sometimes God is not just. I'm sorry for saying this, but you know what? Sometimes he is like, the life expectancy back then was like 41 year old, and they were wandering for 40 years. So I'm like, oh, all right, I got 3 days left, and I'm getting it into the promised land. Thank you, God. Thank you. No. But it says in Numbers chapter 20, verse 12, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you have not believed me. Yeah, actually, in our church, sometimes we do translation into the Russian language because we got some Russian people. And in the Russian Bible, it says, because your level of faith was not enough. You did not have enough faith, it says. He said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not have enough faith to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, you therefore shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. See, the level of your faith is going to determine the level of your miracle in your own life. You cannot enter that whole dimension God has prepared for you just because you don't have enough faith. I want our faith to increase this morning, guys. And when you start, and that's your responsibility. It's only your responsibility. It's not actually the pastor's responsibility to increase the level of your faith. It's only our own responsibility. Are you with me this morning, guys? My thought number four this morning. Others need your faith. Others need your faith. We need to understand, people looking at us. People look at you. People look at you. They look at you. They look how we deal with stuff in our lives and how we we approach all the difficulties and all the problems and all the challenges we have as people, as husbands and as wives, as parents. Others needs your faith. It says in Luke chapter 22, verse 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Sift you. So he would take this whole thing. How do you call it sifter, right? Like he would take the, in Russian it would call sita. So he would take this sita, he would put wheat inside and he would start to sift you, because the good stuff will come down, but all the shallow stuff will stay on the top. All the empty stuff. See, that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to separate us from the one and only who gives us faith. He wants us to separate us from, and so we would become shallow. We would not have enough inside, nothing. That's all Satan wants to do. Now, I don't believe he can steal your salvation and stuff, but he wants to make you shallow. He wants to make you chaff. Chaff, is that the right word? Chaff. Chaff, that's my new word. I just learned this word. He wants us not with full of faith, but he wants us empty. Because if we are empty, we cannot help anybody. We cannot help anybody to come to God. We cannot help anybody, encourage somebody, you know, help somebody. So many, so many empty Christians wandering around and they cannot do anything. They cannot change anything. They cannot help anybody. And that's why Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Come on, somebody. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Strengthen. When you got enough faith, go and help somebody else. Someone else needs your level of your faith. Because they will say, okay, if he's standing, come on, sir, I can do that too. If Brother Damon is doing what he's doing in Orlando, come on, I can do this in Miami too. If he's doing and he has enough perseverance, enough faith, enough power to move it on. I look at you guys and I just say, I salute City Place Church for what you guys are doing, because you are an encouragement to Vera and I. When you got faith, it's not only for you, brother. People are dying to see someone else has got it. And if he or she has got it, I can do it too. I got hope. I got hope, man. That's why Jesus said, that same Peter, he would say these words in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He would say those words which we all know. It says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Of course, he said this after Jesus would tell him those words. Later on, Peter would say, stay strong in faith. Remember that your family of believers, listen to this, remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering as you are. So, which means if you can go through, they can go through. If I can have a victory, they can have a victory. Come on, somebody. Can we all thank God for all of those people who gives us encouragement? Come on. Can we all thank God? Amen. Amen. See, we need to understand. There is a spiritual world out there. Sometimes, you know, we are wandering around in our lives and, you know, we got a job and we go to Disney and we go into restaurant and stuff like that. Last week, my wife and I, we had a little break. We went to Anna Maria Island, which is close to Sarasota and all of that area. That's our favorite place to chill. You know, Jesus had his mountain. I have mine. And one of the reasons we go to Anna Maria Island, because there is no people there. We are pastors. We don't like people. Yeah. We need break. Come on. And the water was perfect. It was crystal clear. I mean, end of May, it's a perfect time. No red tide, no nothing. It was amazing. The temperature was amazing, about 86 degrees water. And I was standing there. My water was coming to here. No people, no one else. Manatee was, you know, they was going by. And then I've seen no people. I look on the right and on the left, no people. And then I saw a fish. You know, that like it was quite big fish. And God gave me this vision. He would tell me, go 10 inches down. And I would go 10 inches down. Do you know that there is a whole another world out there? Only 10 inches up. You cannot see nobody. Above the water, nobody, no one. 10 inches down, the whole another world out there. And it is amazing. Do you know that spiritual world is the same? All you need to do is just to raise your eyes 10 inches up. And there is a whole another world out there. There is an army which fights for you. Every day, every morning, every night. And all you need to do is just to raise your eyes and see. How's that story about Elijah and the whole army? Come on, somebody. It's amazing. So stop wandering around the life. Like no one's there is to help you. God wants to be on your side. God wants us to increase the level of our faith so we can help somebody else, so we can encourage someone else, and we can change something in our own circumstances. Amen? Did you receive the word this morning? Come on, church. Come on. Come on, City Place. Don't be a chaff Christian. Don't be an empty shell. Be a person who is full of faith and who can say, all right, we can figure that out. We know what to do. Maybe we don't know what to do, but God is going to show us what to do. We will fix this and we will do that. And life is going to be amazing after all. Amen. My wife and I, we just want to, you want
to? Hi. And I know, like, we are here for the first time, so you need to understand, when he's preaching, both of us are preaching.
Yeah.
I'm preaching from the front row because I just cannot stay still. The Word of God is so alive in me. And, you know, as Zhenya said, we are married for many, many years, so we are one. Yeah. And that's how it should be in marriage, yes? And we are together in ministry. We pray together. We read the Bible together. We serve the Lord together. We raise our children. Praise God, they're adult now. We got 5 grandkids. One of them is 5 today, which is, yes. And we planted church a little over 2 years ago. And I remember one lady, she is newly saved. And after one service, she came to us and she said, I am amazed by you. That's what she said. She don't know Bible yet. She said, I'm amazed by you. Today we got few people on the service. And you are still on fire. You are preaching like to 1,000. You're always so full of faith, no matter what you see. And she said, it helps me in my business. Because my business, I don't have clients. My clients is decreasing, the number of clients. And I almost gave up. But when I see you, you are never give up. You just keep going, keep going. And I said to her, no, it doesn't matter what you see with your natural eyes. It doesn't matter what you see with your natural eyes. When St. Peter was on that lake with storm, you know, he saw the waves. But Jesus said, look at me. Don't look at the waves. Look at me. So we're going to pray for you and with you this morning. And it's an honor for us to be here and encourage your faith. And maybe you think, oh, you are pastors of Hillsong. You were building big church back in Kiev, in Moscow. You see, when we became pastors 22 years ago, we got few people. And God grew that church. When you saw it once, it's going to be easy for you to believe God can do it. He's able. Amen.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.